Well, good evening and welcome to the Sunday Night Supporters Podcast on the 7th of April 2024. Hope you're well. Hope you've had a great weekend. I have had a really productive and fulfilling weekend. I like these weekends when I actually get stuff done because it feels like I can go into work tomorrow and feel like I've accomplished something over the weekend. Now, my plans did change slightly for this weekend. I don't really know why, but I went to the allotment today. But what do we do down on the allotment today? I'll go backwards for a change. I went down there and I've cleared out Tim's greenhouse, made that tidier, made that into a bit more of a working area. This is a greenhouse that hasn't got any glass or enough glass at the moment. We're trying to find some glass for it, but it's not really being used. So I've given it, and it's got full of weeds. I've given it a good clear out today, mulched it all ready to go, and moved some of our onion seedlings into there just so that they are in place and starting to harden off. It is a fairly decent, fairly good growing space. So it is kind of there. We're going to be using it for this year anyway, whether it's glazed or not. So it was just important to get that in that position. I've also cleared out the gooseberry areas from all the brambles and had a chance to examine what's going on in that area to work out what we're going to do next. So that was a productive day down on the allotment today. It was my mum's birthday this morning, so I went and saw her. Yesterday, I managed to tidy up all my plastic pots and put those in dustbins behind my shed. That is, put that area into good use. I'm very happy with that. It's actually tidied up that area, and even the area in front of a shed just now feels much bigger because it's that much tidier. So yeah, very happy with how things are progressing here at home and on the allotment. Now, what we did today, we have sown the melon seeds. These are a cantaloupe melon from this month's gift pack. Now, melons are one of those seeds that I have to admit I struggle to grow. They are a little bit fiddly, but I've sown quite a few of them. There's about 20 in each pack, so we've sown 20 as well. And all I've done is I've sown those into a tray of plug plants, just filled with normal seed compost, placed one seed per plug plant about 2-3 centimeters deep and popped them in. Then I've placed that in a heated propagator and just keep the soil consistently moist. Germination can actually be quite quick. It did say 7-10 days on a newsletter, but I have known them to germinate much quicker than that. And then once they're about 7-10 centimeters tall, they've developed several leaves, we may have to then start looking at planting them out. Now, we're not going to be able to plant them out in their final location until really mid-May, so we've got about 6 weeks to go till then. So what we've got to do in the meantime is just keep potting them up, planting them up and up. Some might go in a greenhouse down on the allotment, and some might also go outside. Just try and practice and place them in different places. These will go in the same greenhouse as cucumbers, just to try and improve that. They really do need that warm, sunny environment to really thrive, and also well draining soil. Add in plenty of compost to the bed as well. Give them about 30 to 45 centimetres of space apart and give them plenty of room to spread out. Cantaloupe melons are a bit like cucumbers. They do grow upwards. They do like support. You can also grow them across the ground, but I recommend growing upwards. Keep the fruits off the ground as well. Some people use nets to hold them in place. They have a tendency to get very heavy and fall off. But some people use bras to support their melons as well, believe it or not, as a bit of a laugh. After a while, these melons are ready to harvest. What you're really looking for is when they develop this really nice sweet aroma and a golden colour. And that's when they are ready to harvest. You just cut them off the vine with a sharp knife and enjoy. Absolutely delicious. And you won't regret growing your own homegrown melons. So definitely something well worth growing. Now, on Another note. I had an email this week from a listener who heard what I said about the Veggie Pod on Monday's podcast. And this person was contacting me to work out if I thought they were worth buying, which of course I've said they are, in my opinion. But what he also informed me is that he has a back trouble. So he was trying to find the right system to deal with his own back troubles and whether I thought that would be good. And I said, yeah. Absolutely, I think it would be good. They are expensive things. But what this got me thinking is that one of the things that I've started the Veg Grower podcast for is to encourage everybody to grow their own food. And I mean, I believe that everybody can grow their own food. It's just a case of finding the right system, the right method, the right thing that may slot into your life. This is going to be a subject I'm going to talk about in a bit more detail on a future podcast. But what I really need is people from different backgrounds, different stories, to really tell me what they found about growing their own food. So I thought, of course, getting children, talking about that, I'll probably get Lee on for that, where we've got a few people who are less able than others. I've heard of stories of blind people and people who just have challenges that make it harder but have not let them stop growing their own. And I think that's quite an important thing to think about when it comes to grow your own. As I said, I want to encourage more people to grow their own food, and there's no reason why nobody cannot grow their own food, even if you've got no garden space. Amazing thing, really. It really is. Yes, challenges are involved, but it's how we work through those challenges. That's a good motto, isn't it? How we work through those challenges. Right, guys, I don't have much more to really talk about today. I'm a little bit brain frazzled, but we will be back again on Thursday. Got lots to go through tomorrow as well, so keep listening for that. Until then, please take care.